Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, you know the routine here, right? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, go to SOL Radio Live, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed. You can watch us at any time, Tim Brown's morning show or my afternoon show, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you get a moment, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I also wanted to let you know, folks, when you're at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, consider the heavy censorship going on here in this ministry, the illegalities of big censorship. Now, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose that when you read our articles, you'll understand why there's such heavy censorship. Yesterday, I took the time to show you that the mainstream media is not being censored at all. Their pages aren't being stricken. It's ours, those that are telling you the truth. That's who they're afraid of, friends. That's who they want to create as enemies of the state, those that are telling you the truth of the matter and exposing them for who they truly are. I'm thinking of Romans 3:20, and I'm also thinking of Ephesians 5:11. When you get a moment, go ahead and check them out, and you'll understand again as to what our purpose on this earth is, okay? And we also need to understand that we are to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. So I'm not saying this in a defensive tone. I am saying this in an offensive way, folks. We need to get on the offensive. Check out the 13 articles to 15 articles every day on sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning the topics in which we're covering, because we are always going back to the Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rests, right? So I'm using the Word of God in Article 4, Section 4, that we're ruled by God, our rights come from God, and if we want to maintain to be a free people, then we better stand up and fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, right? That's how this all works. But check out the articles. We have constitutional attorneys. We have preachers. The list goes on. We have former military on there as well. Again, giving you the truth of the matter and bringing about resolve to the issues in which we are dealing with today in this country. We're bringing about the resolve. I was doing an interview this morning on Sam Sorbo's show, wife of Kevin Sorbo, and that was one of the things that she reiterated during the interview is, you know, the difference between what you're doing and what others are doing. Folks, we're out there. We're in the fight. We're bringing about the answers. That's our job as Christian patriots. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. We're to rebuild, folks, the broken places. We're to rebuild those that are breached. We're to give hope to the world. Christians are called to bring the answers to the world, not the problems to the world. And that's exactly what this page does. Samuel Adams rightly said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires warriors of freedom in the minds of men. If that's you folks, then this is your site, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. You will get an email on a daily basis. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump online at any time, do that. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We do have a guest today, per a request from one of our listeners. We're going to have recording artist Steve Camp up with us in just a couple minutes here. Steve Camp, he's also a reformist and a reformationist, and I'm excited to see what that is going to transpire into. I want to talk a little bit about music, because that's my thing too, and I want to talk about some of Steve's accolades, achievements, so on and so forth, and then I want to get into it concerning what's going on in what they call the Christian scene today, because it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of witness of the Holy Ghost in that Christian scene, because, well, if we look at Scripture, we can understand as to why that is. The Lord's not going to bear witness to the lie, is he? No, only the truth. And that's what we want to get to. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes again. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Or if you want to just make a comment and you want me to bring it up on the air, let's do that. Or on social media platforms, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Amen. John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, Acts 4, 12. Again, read those scriptures and it will make all sense to your minds and hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. With that said, friends, what I want to get to in just a couple minutes here, and I don't want to get ahead of the game here, but I do want to say this. Christians are called to be fruit inspectors. We are to judge with righteous judgment. Matter of fact, if you go over to Ezekiel 44:23, it says, "And they," those that are called of God, right, "and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane." But isn't it interesting how we've lost track of all that? Matter of fact, I'm just thinking of Leviticus 19, 17 even now, and I want you to hear this, and I want you to line it up with what you see today, okay? It tells us in Leviticus 19, 17, it says, "Thou shalt not hate thine brother. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Sin is the transgression of God's law," 1 John 3, 4. We're not to allow sin to be upon our brother. We are to be a faithful witness. And now what I'm thinking of is 2 Chronicles, and I'm thinking of 19. I believe it's verse 10. I will stand corrected if that's the case, but I am not going to stand corrected because that's exactly what the Holy Ghost is bringing me to. It tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:10, "And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against who? The Lord." Okay? "And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass." Isn't it interesting? We're told that God is love. Yes, he is indeed. But keep in mind, Jesus is the exhibition. When we look at the Christ, we see that love flow out of the Christ, okay? And we see him exhibiting the love. When? When he's rebuking the Pharisees. When he's woeing the Pharisees, Matthew 23. That's love. Call it what you will, friends. And I want to tell you this. The people that are in hell today, friends, God didn't reject them. They rejected God, just to put it into perspective. And it was also love when he was healing the sick and raising the dead. So there's a balance to love, and we must keep that balance. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that a false balance is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. So what we're going to do, I'm going to come over. This will intertwine into our conversation with Steve Camp in just a moment. He's going to be with us on the other side of this hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. It's Friday, folks. Amen. But you know what? We're always ever learning, are we not? Because if we're not ever learning, then what are we doing on this planet? Well, it gets to the point where then we think, well, we know everything, and you know what? We need not learn anything any longer. Well, take heed that you stand lest you fall. That's important that we stay plugged into the things of the Lord here. So with that said, friends, per a request of one of our friends, one of our listeners, watchers on social media platforms, they wanted me to call up Steve and make the connection and get Steve Camp, a recording artist, up on the show here with us. And so we accommodated, and I just want to say thank you for making that connection too, friends. This is your radio show. I want to make sure that you understand that it's your radio show, and the way to do that is by continuously feeding you what it is that you desire. You know, I like to say it this way. You know, we're supposed to feed on the bread of life, yeah? Yeah, that's right. But when you go into a restaurant, not everybody's eating the same thing. Everybody gets something different off the menu. Well, the Holy Ghost knows what you need, and He feeds you concerning those that come in that hunger for righteousness, right? They hunger and thirst for righteousness. The Bible promises that they will be filled. And so here we are. So without further ado, friends, let me pull up our new friend, Steve Camp, recording artist Steve Camp. Welcome to the show. And I just want to tell you, Steve, I totally appreciate it. I know that we kind of jammed this in here in a really short week, and I know that you got caught up doing other things over the weekend. So we're kind of on a time crunch here, so it worked out. We have you, and we're happy to have you. So thanks for joining us, my friend.
Bradley, thank you. Honor to be with you. We've never met in person. I hope that can happen one of these days, but great to be with you. Thanks for the pleasure.
Well, you're in Florida, correct?
Yeah, Palm City, Florida. I pastor a church here called the Cross Church. Been here for 13 years and been in ministry, music ministry, starting in 1975 when I was signed to Bums Records with CBS when it began.
Okay.
Steppenwolf, Albert Hammond, those guys. And then 77, I got to Word Records and did four albums for them and several albums for Sparrow after that. And then Warner Alliance, the gospel division of Warner Brothers, and have been independent. In the meantime, was on staff with John MacArthur out of Grace Community Church for about a year and a half. And we met in 87, remain good friends. But the Lord let us hear, my wife Cindy and I, 2009, and to begin a pastorate here. It's a smaller church, but it is a great place to serve the Lord. And someone's got to do it, right?
I was going to say, you know, it was snowing here this morning, and you just said, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to meet in the flesh. Well, you know what? If you're in Florida, it might just happen a little bit quicker than you might think, Steve.
Hear that. Well,
oh, my goodness.
I grew up in Chicago. My wife's from Michigan, and so we love the snow, love all the seasons, but, brother, give me sand over snow any day.
Oh, amen.
So it's great. So, yeah, it's about 82 here today. We'll be praying for y'all, but thanks for having me on the broadcast.
Man, it's snowing here. Steve, just so you know, it is lightly snowing in Minnesota right now, and I know it's interesting that you guys are suffering in Florida. You said something about Sparrow Records, so let me give you a little bit of a background here. I was a drummer for a band called Junkyard Prophet, which broke off from The Brave and other musicians, Messiah Prophet as well. This is right when I first got saved 23 years ago, and we played out at a place called The Fine Line in Minnesota. We got 5 label offers. They were major label offers because our singer sounded a lot like the singer from Soundgarden. They just lost the singer, so they wanted us to kind of, you know, insert us into that position. Now, with that said, you said Sparrow Records. Sparrow Records was one of those, and every time I hear Sparrow Records, I always think of Keith Green. And thinking of Keith Green, I don't know where I just seen this, but you had the opportunity to meet up with Keith for a minute, did you not?
Well, more than a minute, we became good friends. We met out at L.A. when he had his base there before he made the move to Texas. He and Melody and some of the guys from Second Chapter of Acts and different ones were there. But we were eye to eye on many things. I came from more of the Reformed Calvinist standpoint. He came from more of the Charles Finney standpoint. But we agreed on the state of America, the state of the church, and we became dear friends. I was with Keith, in fact, Bradley, about a month before he died. And I was in Tulsa, and a friend of mine, Carmen, who is now with the Lord, had said, "Man, I'm sorry, did you hear about Keith?" And I thought he was talking about the producer I had worked with near that time named Keith Thomas. And he said, "No, Keith Green. He went home to be with the Lord in a plane crash this morning." I couldn't believe it. Was down there at the memorial service for Keith and just appreciated his zeal and passion for the Lord. We became pretty good friends during that time. Miss him greatly, but appreciate the legacy he left through that great body of music he left behind for us all to enjoy.
In a very big way. You know, it's interesting. I did not know that Carmen just passed. I did not know that until you just said this, and I'm looking online, and this just happened recently. My goodness. What do you say? It's just happening all over. I guess it's the cycle of life, but I hate loss. I really do. Let me move into this because, especially with what we're talking about right now, and I had a couple thoughts as to what you were just highlighting. I know that Keith Green, speaking of which, because it brings us back to men of God, I think there's a big distinction between men of God in the past and what men call themselves as Christians today. I think there's a big contrast. I see a lot of concerning the modern day professors to the old professors. There's a huge theological difference in so many different ways, and it seems like those men in the past were feared, or they feared God, and their enemies feared them. And today you see just the exact opposite. It runs antithetical in so many different ways. But when you look at a Keith Green, you look at some of the guys that he had around him. He had Leonard Ravenhill around him, David Wilkerson and the such. Were you also intertwined with that circle of the men of God during that time?
Not so much with David. I knew who he was, and I've been to a church one time down in Times Square, but I knew Leonard, and in fact, that time I was referring to with Keith when I was down there, went by Leonard's. He gave me a book called Why Revival Tarries that he had written. It's an excellent book. And he was working, I believe, on a commentary on the book of Joel. I think he was going to call it Sound the Alarm. And we got on famously. In fact, I was leaving Keith's place and going up to Denver for a series of concerts. And long story short, coming out of a club that I was singing at in Denver, I went back to the hotel, got robbed and beat up by a couple of guys at gunpoint.
Huh.
I called Keith on the phone, and I could barely talk. The FBI came out. The promoter, Robbie, was there, and different ones, different artists. They came on over, and I called Keith. It was around 5 in the morning. He says, "Steve, you sound terrible. What happened?" I said, "I got beat up last night after the concert." He goes, "Man, fantastic. Did you have a chance to share the gospel?"
Did he?
Yeah. And so no sympathy there, but I couldn't hardly talk for about 3 weeks, which I'm sure, Bradley, was a blessing for some. But he said, "I'll be praying for revival in your life." And here I read through that book and wrote a record called Fire and Ice as a result of reading Why Revival Tarries. And yeah, the songs of that album flowed from that. And I feel like that's when the Lord gave me a second chance of using music to speak out to the issues of life, faith, culture, and what's going on around the globe even today. So those were sweet times with Keith. Leonard Ravenhill, tremendous man, and that drifted to the circles of Billy Graham and others. But now carrying on through my own mentors, Dr. Stephen Olford, who started Billy in ministry, John MacArthur, and others that had really impacted my life for the Lord, as well as R.C. Sproul, who now is with the Lord as well. So, you know, we got to keep on, right, Bradley? We got to keep on.
We have to.
Torch of the gospel.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I spent some time with D. James Kennedy right before he passed. Now, I'm 6'5". Mm-hmm. I have tattoos up and down my sleeves on both arms. And I didn't know what to expect when I met D. James Kennedy because he's so trim and proper and, you know, upright. And so we spent some time out there. I had about a half hour to film. We were going to question him. We flew in from Minneapolis. And when we got there, I wanted to make it as short as possible because I didn't want to intrude concerning the time that he gave us. I wanted to make sure that I got my time. And then, you know, as a matter of fact, if I could cut it down a little bit, I'd be happy and he'd probably be happy. Well, I did my interview about 15 minutes out of the half hour that I had, Steve. And what I did is I walked out. And as I walked out, I just turned behind me, and guess who's following me out? D. James Kennedy. I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a moment. And then I want to ask you some questions concerning what you're seeing today in the Christian scene. Yep. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Steve Camp right now, recording artist and theologian. And with that said, friends, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We will be right back on the other side of this break.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As questioning wrapped up from the Senate Judiciary Committee on the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court, the chairman of the committee, Democrat Dick Durbin, thought that many of the attacks on the nominee were unfair.
Some of the attacks on this judge were unfair, unrelenting, and beneath the dignity of the United States Senate. My lasting impression is a judge who sat there through it all, head held high with dignity and determination and strength.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer said he believes the nominee will be confirmed by Easter. General Motors is now shutting down its pickup truck factory in Fort Wayne, Indiana for 2 weeks next month because the company has run out of computer chips. The auto industry continues to face supply chain issues more than a year after the global chip shortage first emerged in late 2020. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump sued his rival in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Hillary Clinton, and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances that Trump repeated during his 4 years in the White House after beating Clinton. The suit alleges racketeering and a conspiracy to commit injurious falsehood, among other claims. The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages in excess of $24 million. Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. You've made it to Friday, and the weekend is almost here. Thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, folks, we're talking with recording artist Steve Camp right now, and I want to get to the nitty-gritty on some of the things that I want to get to because, Steve, you've been a veteran in the whole Christian scene for a long time, and I was there for a very short time. Matter of fact, right when I got into it, we started playing out with national bands, like I shared with you. And I'm not trying to give myself accolade. I don't talk about it for the very reason I don't want people thinking we're pulling attention to ourselves, but that is one of the facets on this ministry. And Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. So I'm going to get to a couple questions in just a moment, but I want to finish my thought that I had with D. James Kennedy really quick. So I spent a little time with D. James Kennedy. On the way out after our short interview, he follows me out. And it kind of surprised me. I'm looking at a big map of the United States of America, and I said, oh my goodness. And I didn't know that he was behind me. And he walks up behind me and goes, Bradley, what are you looking at? I said, well, Dr. Kennedy, I said, I'm looking at your achievements, your accolade here. I'm quite impressed. Of course, this is how the Lord is glorified, John 15:8. And I said, this is incredible. He said, yeah, but this is 42 years of ministry. And then he adds, of course, in fun, insult to injury. And he says, Bradley, that's just the United States. Steve, There was so many pins on that map as to where he broadcasted every day. You couldn't even see 99% of the cities because there were so many pins.
Yeah.
And I said to him, He was extraordinary. He really was. And it's interesting because I said to him, I said, I feel ashamed. And then that's when he said to me, he goes, Bradley, this is 42 years of ministry. He said, how long have you been in ministry? I said, for about 13 years. He said, give it some time. Okay. I thought I was done right there with him. I walk out to the parking lot. I look behind me. Guess who's there, Steve? D. James Kennedy following me out. And I'm thinking this guy is about as busy as can be, and he's making time for me. And I felt like a very blessed punk kid during that time. I really honestly did. And he comes out to the parking lot, and he says to me, he goes, Bradley, who's your favorite preacher? And I said, well, I'll tell you, if I had a preacher, his gift still speaketh, I said it would be Spurgeon. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, I'm reading the Perpetuity of the Law of God even as we speak. Right before the show, I was reading it. I read one every day on top of the Word. I feast on theologians second to the Word of God continuously. And I want to be there. I don't have to be there. I want to be there. And he said to me, Bradley, that's my favorite preacher too. And it went on for another hour and then another hour and then another hour. But this is the really cool part about all this, Steve. I felt like he was handing off the baton. I really did. Can I explain that? No, it was just it was intuition, and it was discerning that something was going on there that I wasn't aware of, and I don't know that he really knew what was going on. But then he looks over at me and he says, do you see that school over there? And I looked over at the school and I said, yeah. I said, that's pretty cool. I said, you got a school on campus and the whole thing. He goes, yep, I started that for my daughter. I said, nice. That's fantastic. And he goes, yep, we got 1,500 kids in there now. And so it goes on and on. And it's interesting, Steve, the blessing of all of this. When he passed, his daughter called me and asked me to preach to his congregation. And I'm really young in ministry. I'm still a young guy, but I was really young then. And I go in, I preach to his congregation. I don't think there was one that was younger than 75 years old, but I felt so honored that I was called up to do it. What's also interesting to note is I've also did that high school assembly. I've also preached from the same pulpit. So it really was that was in fact happening in such a really cool way. And that's one of the three high schools that I've done in 25 different states out of 365 of them that was a Christian school. So it just happened to go there. But there was a blessing in that time that I had with D. James Kennedy. The sad fact of the matter is I think it was a year or two later where he passed on. And so I really cherished that time, and I felt very, this is not a Bradley Dean word, you really got to understand when I say this, okay? But I felt very special that the Lord used that man to take the time to really pour into me, and that's exactly what he did. So I figured there was something going on, a transference, and I took it, and I still view it as a part of what the Lord put in me during the time that I had with him. And I know that you're fortunate enough to have another guy like that around you as well, John MacArthur. And how did that all transpire?
Yeah, you know, there's been several men that way. I mean, Hebrews 13:7 talks about consider men that have gone before you, evaluate the outcome of their faith, and then imitate them. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
And that only meant not to follow the person, but to follow the direction of the Lord through his word with them. Similar circumstances with each of these men. I coming out of a Christian home in Wheaton, Illinois, I was holding my father at age 17 when he went home to be with the Lord, and Dad said something to me that I've never forgotten before he breathed his last. He said, Steve, Jesus will never be all that you need until Jesus is all that you have. And it was out of that time that a gentleman named Paul Robbins, who was COO of Christianity Today, we went to the same church. Robbie and I met every Tuesday morning for the next few years in discipleship. Out of that, I met Stephen Olford, who was a great Welsh preacher at Calvary Baptist Church in New York City. And again, Billy Graham, he started Billy in the 1940s. Unfortunately, you know, Billy went more political than state gospel-centric near the end of his life, unfortunately. But Stephen was a dear man, an adopted granddad, actually. And then I was out in L.A. and I was doing some concerts out in San Bernardino, and I stopped in at Grace. My secretary called ahead of time to have a meeting with John. Very gracious. He loaded me up with books and boxes of books, and that led to a really great friendship. And to coming to work with him at the church there in 1999 for just a little over a year. And but during that time as well, previous to all that, in the late 70s, I got to meet R.C. Sproul when Ligonier Ministries was up in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I think that something that I've been able to pass on to other young men is find godly men that are way more than just enthusiastic about the gospel, but that have proved a life of faithfulness. Now, we're all sinners. Paul called himself the chief of sinners, even though he was the greatest of all the apostles. And I think that that shows humility before the Lord when we can rightly discern who we are in him, always in need of grace. But I tell you, there's no substitute for godly leaders that way that'll pour into our lives. Everyone needs a Timothy. Everyone has to have a Paul. And it's something we just were covering it this last week in church, that one of the great needs of the day is this, and it's people don't live greater than their view of God. Their view of God determines everything. And what we have today are people that are ad-libbing about the character of God when we have it in his word, and they're not students of the word. It was so great to hear, Bradley, that you read a Spurgeon sermon once a day. You're constantly studying the scriptures. That's a lost art in ministry today. And people have gotten culturally sensitive, but they become benign in terms of the things of the Lord. When you were talking, I was thinking of this verse, if I can share it with you. I know you know it, Hosea 10:12, sow for yourselves righteousness. Yep. Reap steadfast love. That's covenant love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, and that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. So what a great blessing that would be for the church in America to not so compromise and not become politically correct examples trying to meet the needs of a culture, but to say our primary duty is to know the Lord and consider it the greatest privilege of all. And if we have a high view of God, we will live in a way that's commensurate with that view. Man, if we have a low view of God, we're gonna reap what we sow in the weeds of this time. And so I thank the Lord that he's blessed you with that time with Kennedy, great man of God. You know, he and MacArthur and Sproul stood the tide against ECT, Evangelicals and Catholics, together. Sadly, that Bill Bright and James Packer and others had embraced at that time. And boy, those three men stood the test, Kennedy, MacArthur, and Sproul. During that time, it was a fight for the truth, a fight for the gospel. And in music or in what we're about now, in woke theology, in identity politics, on all that we're seeing going on around the globe, people need freedom. And they need liberty, and they need a way to say, man, thank the Lord for these truckers that were standing. Yeah, I know it's political liberty, but they risked a lot. And I dedicated a song to them recently, the first song off this new album, Liberty Road. The album's called Neighbors in an Age of Rage. And how do we deal with these things with each other as salt and light to a lost world, but also to a really crippled, dislocated church.
Yeah.
And so these men were faithful to encourage me to that end, as you've been encouraged.
Yeah. I was going to say, D. James Kennedy's also the one that had brought to my attention. He said that he had ministers from all over the world come to one of his conferences. And he said, during that particular time, he said his church was being protested, Steve. And I'm kind of trying to figure out where Dr. Kennedy's going with me on this. And he surprised me, and I was happy about the surprise that he brought. But he had said that a guy came out, one of the ministers, and came out and asked the question. He goes, Dr. Kennedy, your church is being protested. It was a bunch of men that wanted to marry men and women that wanted to marry women, never in the history of mankind. And Dr. Kennedy looked at him and said, you mean your church isn't being protested? And then he told me during that particular time that this is is what's missing in the church, the boldness of Christ. Proverbs 28, the list goes on. And he also told me the greatest advocate to the abortion industry, to the sodomite lobby, and to illegal immigration. He said, Bradley, he goes, I had a look at the camera and say it's the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent today. Shame on you. And this is coming from D. James Kennedy. I got to take a hard break. We got some calls coming in for you, Steve. So let's take this break.
Okay.
We'll take some of these calls. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got a phone call for Steve. Sorry about that disconnect there, Steve, as well. Now, what I'm going to have to do, Tom, just for the record, I know I got you on live air right now, but I got to hold you over and then go back to Steve. So go ahead and ask the question, and then we'll propose it to Steve as you go ahead and go forward with that question, please.
Sure, that's no problem, Brad. Thanks again for another great interview with another great guest. I wanted to also thank Mr. Kent for sharing his story about how he was assaulted and battered. I'm sorry, Mr. Kemp, if you're listening, I busted out laughing when you said what your friend told you when you related to him what had happened, but isn't it amazing how the Lord can take an incident like that and thwart what the enemy does and turn it into something good? That's a story that you don't forget, and it must frustrate the enemy to no end
when you can take an incident like that and share it with the world in such a way that people are going to remember, because that's a story that I'm not going to forget. Moving on, and I'll be real brief with this. Brad, I wanted to find out if Mr. Camp is related to another Christian recording artist named, I believe it's Jeremy Camp. The other day, literally, I think it was Wednesday, I was going through some things, feeling down, and as the Lord often does, I just happened to have the TV on, and a Christian movie came on inspired by true life events of this Christian artist, Jeremy Camp, and the struggle that he and his girlfriend, who became his wife, went through with her cancer. The movie was called I Still Believe. Brad, you know I'm an old retired street cop, and let me tell you something. I was glad I had a box of Kleenex with me that day. It was a real roller coaster of a ride of joy and also sorrow, and very inspirational. And I would recommend the movie to anyone. But I was wondering if either you or Mr. Camp had run into Jeremy Camp.
Okay.
That was the question. I'll leave you with that, Brad. Thank you for the interview, and have a great weekend.
It's totally appreciated, Tom. Steve, you heard the question, correct? We got you back on?
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, yeah, thank you for the compliment. Thank you for the laughter and the story. You know, if you're in ministry at all, you do take some hard hits sometimes for the Lord. It's happened several times to myself, and it's all for his glory. You know, I get that question a lot. Jeremy is no relation. You know, very talented young man. It'd be fun to do a duet with him sometime, but we're brothers in the Lord. Have never met him, but I have a lot of mutual friends that know him, speak highly of him, and I just wish him all the best and stays faithful to Christ through it all.
Amen. You know, I was just going to say too, Steve, in response to that, you know, what Tom had originally said about how he kind of burst out and laughed about it a little bit. It's interesting that Keith Green's the one that said, I'd rather have people hate me with the knowledge that I tried to save them, but yet it was you that took the beating. So,
yeah. So
that, you know, that comes from Keith, and you're the one that got beat up in the process of doing so.
Right. You know, there's a great place, Bradley. I don't know if you've ever been there, but touring through Europe and England several years, one of my favorite little spots is a place that's out of the way. A lot of taxi drivers in London don't know of it, but they can find it. It's called Bunhill Fields. And in this field, it's a cemetery. It's literally called the Field of Dogs. But who you have buried there are men like John Gill and John Owen and different great stalwarts of the faith, obviously the land of Spurgeon from the, you know, 19th century. And, you know, it's in those places, just reading, I know of a hero of both years of mine, John Knox of the 1500s. And, you know, John is buried at the south end of a parking lot.
Yep,
you know,
yep, I knew that, yes.
Today. And, you know, it was said of him one time that if Luther was the hammer and John Calvin was the pen and John Knox was the trumpet. And so we all have these voices to be used in a unique time for such a time as this. But I thank the Lord for those great men throughout church history, for modern day heroes today, and they come in all shapes and sizes. You have Amos as a shepherd prophet. You have, you know, Philip, who really his only claim to fame biblically, he was led out of a great revival in Jerusalem to one Ethiopian eunuch, and then brought back into the city. The availability that each of us have to be used by the Lord today can be a profound impact, whether it's to one or whether it's to 5,000. The numbers are irrelevant. Spurgeon had, what, 3,000 to 5,000 people a day in his church?
Yep.
Thomas Watson had maybe one-tenth of that. Both are heroes of the faith because of their faithfulness to God and his word. So,
amen.
You know, we need that today. Again, I liked what you said about boldness. Yeah, great word.
Well, you think about it, you know, when the apostles were asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? It's not, with all due respect, it's not the image that the modern pulpits have painted of Christ at all. Jesus is not walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay. No, that's not the message. The message is Matthew 3:2, Matthew 4:17, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we've lost that. We changed the verbiage, and we wonder why we get these mushroom converts, as Whitfield used to talk about. They need to be converted again. And what did the apostles say? Well, they say Jeremiah, one of the old prophets, John the Baptist, risen from the dead, Elijah. Oh, my goodness. That is not the picture of Christ that we have in our minds today in any sense of the word. And we need to get back to that. And speaking of England, it's one of the places that I long to go to. But I got to go back to John Knox and say that's exactly what I was talking about at the offset of the show, Steve, was the difference between a John Knox and a modern-day preacher. Mary, Queen of Scots, feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. That is a man of God, and the enemies of God feared the men of God, and they knew not to touch the anointed of the Most High God. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I am aspiring. I want it all. I'm not here to limit the Holy One of Israel. I have a short time here. I want it all. I want his will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to limit him. I'm going to lay it to heart, and I'm going to be valiant for the truth. And I think there's so little of that today. And I got to say this, Steve, and I got about 4 minutes. We got to do this again. I mean, we just have to.
Okay.
This is slow going, but it's great. This is a good conversation. But I think about when the Lord said, Steve, he looks to and fro upon the earth concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Perfect that which concerneth me. We know that's a work of grace. But the fact of the matter is he was looking for those who wanted nothing but him. And then I think about what he said in Jeremiah 33. Call unto me and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Why are we limiting the Holy One of Israel? Look to our forefathers. Less than 3% of the population was used. And who did they call upon? The God of the living, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, going back, it's interesting that Jesus said in the book of John 21, chapter 21, at the very end of the book, where it said, had all the books been written concerning the miracles that Jesus did, they couldn't contain them. And then Jesus said to me and you, Steve, greater works will me and you do than he did, because he goes to his Father. How dare us limit him? And as you said earlier, I want nothing but the mind of Christ. I want nothing but the heart of God. And it's easy to say that that's what you want until you go through the process. I believe it was John G. Lake that said, putting off the old man is a death. So growth in grace is a death to self. And what was it? Spurgeon said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Psalm 51, verse 17, Isaiah 66, 2, Psalm 34, 18, the scriptures that come to my aid. And it's like, that's real. And I'm not going to accept anything but him. And I got to say this. The Bible says we're supposed to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, and then I think of 1 Corinthians 4:20. That's what my life is. He's the author. He's also the finisher of my faith. And I got to give this back over to you, so I'm going to cut myself off really quick. Steve, how do people get a hold of you? Do you have a new album out? Do you want to drive people over to your URL, your websites as well? You have a minute to do so, sir.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. New website, and when I'm talking, I'm talking just a few days old, stevecampmusic.com, stevecampmusic.com. And we have just the one song, Liberty Road Up. We're constantly going to be adding more songs over the next few weeks. Take a step of faith with us. I'm starting again after all these years with no label or anything else. We're just, you know, faithfully, hopefully, honoring this. I want to give a shout out to my producer, Tim Miner, just a gifted man. And we've grown from two songs to 24 songs in this record, Neighbors in an Age of Rage. I hope that you'll support it. We'd love to hear from you. And Bradley, thank you for the kindness of being on the program. Let's do it again soon.
Let's do it at the turn of the month. If we can do that, we can make it happen. I would be more than happy to do so. Folks, we love you by what we do. Yeah, we'll see you, Steve. Thank you, sir. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Silver has always been nature's one system, allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.